Hello, I'm Zoe Diamond with the BBC News. It's now been confirmed that at least 30 of the 38 people shot dead at a Tunisian beach resort were British nationals. The gunman has been identified as a student linked to the Islamic State militant group. Mark Lone reports.
The scale of this tragedy is becoming ever clearer. The identification of victims is a slow process, but it's now confirmed that at least 30 British nationals were killed in the attack. Among them, three generations of the same family. This is now one of the largest counter-terrorism investigations since the 2005 London bombings, with Scotland Yard saying that over 600 officers and staff are involved in the operation.
Greek banks and the Athens stock market will not open on Monday because of the country's financial crisis. The Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, hasn't said how long the closure will remain in place, but the BBC understands that it will be at least 6 working days. In a televised address, Mr. Tsipras appealed for calm, assuring people that their savings, salaries and pensions were safe. This report from Andrew Walker.
Mr. Tsipras had little choice. The Greek banks have become dependent on emergency central bank loans to replace the funds taken out by increasingly worried depositors. The decision by the European Central Bank to allow no more would have left the banks unable to meet further demands. The last few days have brought Greece closer to leaving the eurozone, though it's not yet inevitable. But a long period of bank restrictions, if that is what Greece faces, would do further damage to an economy whose tentative recovery last year had already come to an end and which was back in recession.
Police in the United States have shot and captured a convicted murderer who made an audacious escape from prison in New York State nearly a month ago. Tom Bateman has this report.
Police say David Sweat was captured just miles from the Canadian border. He was shot and is now in custody in hospital. The convicted killer had been on the run for 3 weeks with fellow prisoner Richard Matt, who was shot and killed by police on Friday after they discovered him hiding out in a hunting cabin. The pair had been making their way through the vast wilderness of upstate New York, stealing food and guns from woodland cabins along the way.
The African Union has said that it will not provide observers for Burundi's parliamentary election on Monday because conditions for a free and fair vote have not been met. Opposition parties are boycotting the vote in protest at President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term next month, a move which has sparked a wave of violence. The authorities in Armenia have threatened to use force to break up protests against a steep rise in electricity prices. Demonstrators have continued their week-long rally despite a promise by the Armenian president that the government would bear the cost. Protesters say the power company is riddled with corruption. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Talks aimed at reaching a nuclear deal with Iran now look likely to go beyond the deadline set for this Tuesday. Officials from both sides say big differences remain, but the EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, remains confident a deal can be reached. Katrin Adji is in Vienna.
Ms. Mogherini has said that she's confident that they can reach an agreement in the next few days. She says that if we go beyond the 30th of June by a day or two, they're happy to do that. But she was adamant that there's not going to be an extended sort of extension to these talks, and they're hoping to reach an agreement in the next few days.
An unmanned rocket carrying supplies to the International Space Station has exploded shortly after takeoff in Florida. It's being seen as a major setback for NASA. The mission had been designed to help the US take astronauts into space again without having to rely on Russian rockets. A solar-powered plane that's aiming to circumnavigate the world has taken off on the most ambitious leg of its journey. Rebecca Morell has more.
It will take Swiss pilot André Borschberg, who's flying alone, 5 days and 5 nights to reach Hawaii. If the craft fails to soak up enough sunshine during its journey, the pilot could be forced to bail out into the ocean. But if this latest attempt succeeds, it will be the furthest a solar plane has ever flown, as well as the longest duration solo flight in aviation history.
An Egyptian woman has been sentenced to a year in prison on charges of inciting debauchery over an online video in which she dances suggestively. Ridal Fully was arrested in May after the video went viral. In it, she dances in a tight short dress and mimes to a song called Sibiedi, or Let Go of My Hand. BBC News.